By the late autumn of 1913, when the strange case of the dancer from the dance took place, Sherlock Holmes and I were no longer young men. Several decades had passed since that day we met as callow young fellows with our adult lives still in front of us and agreed to share lodgings for no other reason than our parlous financial situations. Between us, we did not have two spare farthings to rub together and no means of reliable income. Now we are somewhat comfortably well off. Holmes has been the recipient of more awards and rewards than even his prodigious memory can keep track of. For several years now, he has been retired from his detective work and spends most of his time in Sussex, attending to his bees. However, from time to time, he is drawn out of retirement when a compelling case calls on his unique talents. I, long ago, substantially reduced my hours at my medical practice and pursued a splendid life as a well-paid writer. We are recognized when walking the streets of London, and we play our role as 60-year-old smiling public men, expected to deliver wise saws and modern instances. I am often asked to reflect on the past decades of my life and declare which period of time I consider to have been the best. The question, of course, is impossible to